Hey, sexy. You know what today is? Today is that day of the month when we do Naughty Get to Know Night. That monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so let's just jump right into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, lately I've been seeing a lot of guys saying it's a myth for guys to come from head. Any thoughts? It's not a myth. I've come from blowjobs before. It's totally doable. if anything, it sounds like those guys are trying to goad you into giving them head. Yeah, it's not a myth at all. It's very doable. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous also asks, hey Kay, normally I wouldn't ask, but I'm a tad embarrassed. I've never had any sexual education or any kind of real sexual advice. Are orgasms and climaxes the same thing? Also, I've noticed a lot of times it feels like I'm going to pee. Am I actually going to pee myself? Thank you. I hope these questions weren't too much. They aren't. So let me do the first one. Yeah, an orgasm and a climax are basically the same thing. It's like the peak of your pleasure, basically. And you're not going to pee yourself. You most likely are probably going to squirt, if anything. So you should probably keep going, and you'll see, hopefully, some positive results. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I'm a virgin, which means I've literally done nothing. And one of my biggest fears is giving a BJ. I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm terrified as shit. Would that put you off? No, not at all. I think it's not a bad thing to teach someone, and it could be like a really sexy experience, trying to teach someone how to do something for the first time. So yeah, it wouldn't put me off at all. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. have you ever gotten hard while watching or reading something that had smut in it and took care of it? If so, what was it? I mean, I used to read, like, smut once upon a time, a long time ago, and sometimes when I was reading that, I would take care of it. I don't remember exactly what it was, but this was years ago, but yeah, I definitely have. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Kitty Cat wants to know, I know you've been asked a million times, but I don't think we could ever get tired of hearing you say it. Do you really like eating pussy and why? What do you love about it? Follow up. What's the most enjoyable way you've ever been asked to go down on someone? Would we have to beg or ask or plead, or would you just offer to? How would you convince someone who's more on the shy side of things when it comes to stuff like that? So I think the first one is, yeah, no, I think going down on a girl is probably one of the best like sexual experiences you can have. It's like really intimate, because it's like it is the most intimate part on a woman's body, and like getting to put your face like against it and explore it with your tongue, and just like, I don't know, just get to like be there and be really present during like to make her come. I don't know, there's just something about it that I really love. let's see what's the other part of it. What's the most enjoyable way? I think if a girl isn't wearing underwear and we're in a private, intimate setting and she opens her legs, that's like the easiest invitation. If you open your legs and you're not wearing anything down there, that's basically you inviting me to go. And yeah, you wouldn't have to beg or plead or even offer, because I would just so willingly go. Like, if you'll let me, I will totally go down on you. How would you convince someone who's more on the shyer side when it comes to that kind of stuff? I think usually like kissing your body over is like a good way of like opening you up to it. Kissing up your legs, down your legs, that kind of stuff. Because it's more about like feeling safe in the moment and feeling like it's the safety to be vulnerable in that way, which is like the thing you need to feel comfortable doing it, you know? Because that's really what it is. Like at the core, it's about like you're opening your legs and like being like vulnerable and exposed to someone, and so you have to have like the trust and the intimacy to make you feel like sexy and comfortable in that, like, in a very vulnerable way. So yeah, I think that's a lot about how to convince you. I hope that made sense. I hope that helps. Thanks for the question, Kitty Cat. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, quick question, Kay. Have you or would you ever like to tease your partner using a sexual toy on her in a public space? I have, and it's very enjoyable. So, yes and yes. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Anonymous has, I have a series of rapid fire questions for you. Please answer them. The first one is, how old were you when you found the clit? I mean, I found the clit before I had sex, I guess, because I had sex ed. And I had sex ed before I had sex. And in sex ed, they made sure to point that out, where the clit was. So I found it then. I don't know, like 13, I guess, maybe 12 or 13. What was one of the things sex-wise you wish you could have told your younger self? I probably would have told myself to be less self-conscious. I think that would be a big one. That, like, you have nothing to worry about. Like, because I was so self-conscious when I was younger. I was really worried about, like, if I looked good enough or if I was, like, if everything was, like, if I was just enough, I think, was a lot of it. And I would have just told myself that, like, that I was enough. And, like, that was, like, you're okay, dude. You don't have to worry about anything. Like, you're fine. and, like, you got nothing to worry about. How does it feel like when you come or are about to come? It feels like it's just, like, intense. Like, it just feels warm and intense. And, like, you just feel, like, almost like pressure building. Like, it's going to, like, it's going to explode, essentially. I guess that's the best way to explain it. can you do a fuck buddies to lovers not safe work audio? I feel like I have something like that. I might be wrong, but I feel like we already have at least one. I could do more at some point, maybe. Have you ever hooked up with someone and cannot stop thinking about them? Yeah, 100%. 100% I have. Where you just can't, yeah, you just can't get them out of your head. What would you say is your sexual superpower? My fingers. I have very quick fingers. So I would say I would say things I can do with my hand might be my sexual superpower. Let's see. What body part do you like to touch the most on a significant other? Probably their butt. I grab my partner's ass quite a bit. Yeah, that's probably the part I touch the most. Second's probably their lips, because I'm kissing their lips probably quite frequently too. So one of the two. Do you ever find a second round exhausting or exciting? Oh, definitely exciting. If it's exhausting, you're probably not doing a second round. have you ever accidentally hurt yourself or your partner during sex? I mean, besides, like, scratches and bites and, like, bruising from spanking, no? I don't think so. I mean, those are the only things I can, like, immediately come to mind are, like, bruises, bite marks, like, hickeys, and, like, scratches. That's, like, the worst. I don't think it's anything worse than that. would it be okay for you if a girl doesn't want to have sex with you on the first or second date? Yeah, for sure. You don't owe me sex. Like, sex isn't really owed because we've gone on a certain amount of dates. I think we should have sex when it, like, just feels intimately right. And whether that's on, like, on the first date or on the 15th date, you know, like, whenever, like, our chemistry and just, like, makes sense to be intimate, then I think that's when you should be intimate. I don't think you should rush it, or, like, there's, like, a after 3 dates you have to or anything, you know? Let's see. Which is your favorite, vaginal or anal? Probably vaginal. Just because anal takes so much prep work. And if it took less prep, I would say anal, but Vaginal, definitely. Vaginal is just better, I think. What is your favorite thing for a girl to do when she comes? Scream, squirt, shake. I don't think she has to do anything. I think whatever she does naturally, I don't want her to have to feel like she has to put on a show when she comes, you know? Like, I just want her to come. And I definitely will know when she's coming. Like, she doesn't have to perform when she comes. So, like, whatever she does when she comes is my favorite thing that she does when she comes, you know? Like, if she screams, cool. If she shakes, cool. If she squirts, cool. Like, whatever that is, I think, what I'm excited to see. Because every girl's different, you know? Hey, Kay. It's a compliment for guys to always come early. Oh, this is a new anonymous question. Hey, Kay. Is it a compliment for guys to come early? What can a guy do to last longer? Yeah, I think it's totally a compliment if he can't last long. Because it means, like, it feels so good that he literally can't control himself. And what can he do to last longer? The deeper he is in you, the less sensitive he'll be. So if he can get himself pretty deep into you, that's, like, a good way for him to last longer. But besides that, I just practice. The more you have sex, the more, like, sexual stamina you'll build up. So just the more you have sex, the longer you'll find yourself lasting. That's my advice to you. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. What time of day or night do you feel the most horny? I think for me personally, it's like first thing in the morning and then last thing at night. Like, those are the two times of day that I'm like the most. So I want to do it right when I wake up and then right when we're going to bed. I think that's like the ideal for me. Thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Amy asks, what would your reaction be to a woman who's had a decent amount of sexual partners but hasn't been able to orgasm from any of them? I would see that as a challenge that I could totally overcome. I wouldn't be intimidated by that. I would be very, like, interested in seeing if I could break that streak, because I feel like that's entirely possible. I think my question would be, have you been able to make yourself come? Because if you can make yourself come, then without a doubt, I probably could do it. So that would be my first question. And if the answer was yes, I'd be like, yeah, then I will figure out the way. Thank you so much for the question, Amy. I really appreciate it. During sex, are you more verbal or do you hold the moan just to hear the girl? Yeah, I'm not as verbal, I think, when I'm actually having sex. I don't think I'm as verbal as I am in audios. And I also, yeah, and I'd rather hear her. She's far more interesting than me. So I'd much rather hear what she's doing and what's going on with her than... Because I think I am, I'm definitely verbal in the sense of, like, breathy and moany. Like, I'm verbal in those senses, I think, more so than, like, talkative. But if she's talking, I would love that. But, yeah, I think I answered the question. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Let's see. How would you introduce anal sex to a partner if they wanted to try it? I would start slowly. I would start with, like, just general ass play, like fingers, like my thumb maybe, and then graduate up to, like, plugs and toys, and then from there, like, actually try anal. But it'll be like a really gradual and slow process. Like, you wouldn't go from not ever having anal to having anal all in one night. I think you would have it over, like, the course of, like, maybe a couple weeks of just, like, play and spacing it out, so it's, you know, it happens gradually. That would be my, like, gentle approach to introducing you to anal, I guess. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. What's your favorite, from Anonymous, what's your favorite room in the house to have sex in? I'm gonna be really boring, I'm sorry, but, like, I was gonna say the bedroom, but the living room is also really good. Oh, man. No, bedroom. Bedroom's probably the best. Yeah, bedroom's the best. Just because, like, you get so much real estate on the bed. There's so much opportunity to do so many different things on the bed. Whereas, like, with a couch, you're kind of limited. And also, I feel like a couch is just inherently way more noisy. And, like, it will definitely, you will definitely indicate to the downstairs neighbors what is going on. Whereas in the bed, I don't know, there's, like, carpet, so. So I'm going to say bedroom. Yeah, my answer is bedroom. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, hi, Knight. I heard you like squirting. Would you ever do an audio where the listener squirted? I feel like I've done a couple, but I'd be super open to do more. Yeah, I love squirting. I think squirting is incredibly hot. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciated it. Anonymous asks, have you ever had a dick slip when you were wearing shorts? Yeah, but like a long time ago. I buy the correct length shorts now. I don't fuck around with shorts that are too short. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. I feel like there's anonymous ass. I feel like there's a lot of negative stereotypes surrounding the act of masturbation. Sometimes I even feel guilty after doing it. My question is, have you ever felt a sense of guilt after masturbating? And how have you dealt with it? Is there aftercare you can give yourself, if that's a thing? Thank you. Well, when I don't think you should feel guilty, I think it's really important to masturbate. I think it's really important to touch yourself and, like, know your body. Because if you're ever going to teach someone else about your body and about, like, what feels good and what you like and what you don't like, you're gonna have to figure that out by yourself first. And so the times when you're playing with yourself and the times that you get to explore your sexuality, I think it's so important. If you ever hope to, like, be able to teach a partner, like, what feels good, what you like, what you don't like, you're gonna have to discover that on your own first. And, you know, when you're playing with yourself, that's the time when you're getting to discover those things. So I think it's super important. I don't think you should ever feel guilty or feel shame about it. I think society really does put, like, a stigma on it in a way it really shouldn't. So yeah, I don't think you should feel guilty. Maybe I might record an audio at some point, like, after masturbation, aftercare or something, along those lines. Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, can you do an updated kink list? Also, have you ever tried feet stuff? yeah, I feel like I did update my kink list not too long ago. And have I tried feet stuff? Yeah, I've been the recipient of feet stuff. Yeah. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, is it true that guys think of random stuff so they won't come when they're having sex? I mean, I can't confirm for all men, but I will say that I personally do not think of random things to try not to come. I try to stay in the moment as much as possible. I think my go-to move, if I'm, like, getting close, is, like, I will slow down and, like, just push myself very deep into her and, like, kind of hold myself there and then give myself, like, a couple seconds, and then I can basically start back up again. And I'm basically fine from there on out. And if I ever get close again, I can just rinse, repeat. thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Full Moon of the Lake says, hello, Kay. It's been a while since you did Naughty Get to Tonight. So in the spirit of waiting, what's the longest you wait to become intimate with a partner? How long would you wait before it becomes an issue? I've waited a long time. I've waited like 6 months to become intimate with a partner. So like, I don't know. I think I'm a pretty patient guy. So if you're worth it, I'm willing to wait usually. Thank you so much, Full Moon of the Lake. I really appreciate the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, does it make a big difference if a penis is circumcised or uncircumcised? I mean, it doesn't make a big difference, but if you have an uncircumcised dick, you gotta worry about, like, not worry, but you gotta just consider the foreskin, where with a circumcised dick, you don't gotta worry about that. I think that's, like, the big difference that you gotta consider, but that's basically it. Thank you for the question. I really appreciated it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Naughty Get to Know Night. If you have a naughty question you like answered, feel free to fill out the form below. And you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later. Bye now, sexy.